You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to say a few things before I started to read this week's article, which I try to on Saturdays share the Thrive on Challenge weekly article on the Culture Builders Podcast here. One thing that I've probably spoken a great deal about is the competitive cauldron. And, that's why I've been having shared a lot of my articles on leadership development. I just think it's really, really important system. And I really wanted to share some of these articles because this system wasn't just something that, we came up with very, haphazardly. It's something that myself and other coaches have worked at and developed and made tweaks to over the years. Nate Sanderson, the co-host of my Coaching Culture podcast, he's just been a really big influence on this as well. I mean, this is a really, really highly intentional system that is very nuanced. I'm running it right now currently with my own team that I'm a professional women's basketball team that I'm coaching in Ireland. It is absolutely vital to our success as a culture. I just can't stress enough how important this very intentional, very nuanced system is. Every culture is different. Every circumstances is different. And we really try to cover all the various scenarios that we've seen when implementing the Captain's Council system or Leadership Council system, whatever you choose to call it, whether it be at a pro level, at the collegiate Division I, Division III, Division II, we've done it at high school level. I mean, I've seen young, underage soccer clubs implement this as well to great effect. So please check out the link. It'll be the top of this episode details of the podcast. Please check it out, and you can save 10% by using the Culture Builders coupon code. Four essentials before implementing a leadership system. Implementing a leadership system is an intentional and valuable step in developing your program and the people in it. Systems help coaches who struggle to naturally be intentional about developing and passing on leadership responsibilities. Still, before you can effectively implement one of these systems, a few things need to be in place, or it will be unsuccessful. Harvard Business School researcher Michael Beer proposes some key elements which are necessary for our system and culture. Number one, psychological safety is critical before the implementation of leadership programs. This aligns with one of the three key elements of a great culture in Daniel Coyle's book, The Culture Code. Number two, leadership training is most effective when it begins with the head coach and assistant coaches or senior leaders. So if you want to implement a leadership program for your team, then the best chance of success will be when coaches are invested in the program. Number three, as coaches, senior leaders are being educated, they must embrace the change within the system. As Beer says, if the system does not change, it will not support and sustain individual behavior change. Indeed, it will set people up to fail. We need to take a fresh look at the way we instruct, teach, and lead before we raise our expectations of others. And number four, team members must feel comfortable and encouraged to confront senior leaders with uncomfortable truths or problems. Failure to change an organization starts at the top. I know this from experience. Too often, I was too busy trying to change others instead of growing as a person myself. Start by grading your culture on the four essentials and ask your team members to grade the culture on these four criteria as well. Where you start to see common issues and poor grades, take action as a leader to improve in these areas.